Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this third Sunday of Advent, Year B. Our readings today from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 to 4, 8 to 11. Psalm 126, Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 16 to 24, and the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 68 and 19 to 28. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Sovereign Lord, you are the God of grace. And you are the King over all creation. We wait as we seek your presence. We pray for ourselves and for people everywhere. May our words and our thoughts, our hymns and our prayers bring you glory. May we so worship you here that our songs of praise will bring joy to the world and hope of freedom to many. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. We have the hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, CPWI 34. Let us pray. We pray the collect for the third Sunday of Advent, followed by our parish prayer. Stir up your people, O Lord, and with great might come among us, And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son Jesus to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. As we study the Old Testament, we observe that when God called individuals to a special task, for example, as king or prophet, God equipped them with the Holy Spirit, who would enable them with the gifts and grace to do the tasks for which they were called. God called, God equipped, God commissioned, God sent. The Holy Spirit is described as the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and inward strength, the Spirit of knowledge and true godliness, the Spirit of reverence and true religion. In the New Testament, Paul, in his second letter to Timothy, reminds him, "For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline." 2 Timothy 1, 7b. God equips God's people with all that is needed to carry out the task for which they have been called. For example, when David was still a boy, the prophet Samuel was sent by God to anoint him as king of Israel. The writer of 1 Samuel records, "Samuel said to Jesse, David's father, 'Send and bring him.' He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. The Lord said, 'Rise and anoint him, for this is the one.' Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward." 1 Samuel 16, verse 11c to 13a. The Spirit of God, God's gift to David, would be with him, giving him the authority and power to be king over God's people on behalf of their God. In our Old Testament lesson today from Isaiah 61, God appointed the speaker, the servant. God anointed the speaker, the servant, with the Holy Spirit to enable him to carry out all the tasks assigned to him. He has been anointed with the Spirit of God to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mouth of praise instead of a faint spirit. Isaiah 61, 1b to 3a. God's people, the poor, the powerless, the oppressed, and the marginalized, are to benefit from the servant receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. They will certainly benefit from the year of the Lord's favor, the year of Jubilee, where debts were cancelled, slaves were freed, and all the land that was sold during the past 50 years would revert to its original ancestral line of ownership. Leviticus 25, verse 10 and following. The servant, in thanksgiving for the call by God and the gift of the Holy Spirit, utters a song of thanksgiving. I will rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Isaiah 61, verse 10a. In our Gospel from John chapter 1, we encounter an individual who was called to a special task by God and was anointed with the Holy Spirit before his birth. Luke records that when the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah, a priest of the order of Abijah, to tell him that his barren wife Elizabeth, a descendant of Aaron, was to have a child, the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit." Luke chapter 1, verses 13 to 15. John the Baptist was anointed with the Spirit of God to carry out his special task for the Lord. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Luke chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Filled with the Spirit, John the Baptist did a tremendous job in preparing the way for the Lord. Mark records, "John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins." Mark chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. John the Baptist, filled with the Spirit of God, did his task so well that he came to the attention of the Jews, who sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" John chapter 1, verse 19b. John the Baptist, knowing and understanding his task, confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He said, "No." John chapter 1, 20b and 21. When they persisted, John gave them his task for God, as presented by the prophet Isaiah of old. He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way for the Lord." John chapter 1, verse 23. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, John the Baptist fulfills his role as the one who was sent to prepare the way for the Lord, to testify to the light that was to come to enlighten the world. In our epistle from 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 24, Paul advises the Christians in Thessalonica, "Do not quench the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. Paul recognizes the importance of the Holy Spirit in the lives of those who wish to be faithful disciples of Christ. The Holy Spirit endows us with gifts that we need to take our place as functional members of the body of Christ. Each part of the body has a function to perform, and the Holy Spirit enables us to identify our function and use our gifts to do our tasks for God. As disciples of Christ, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit at our baptism, and it is a gift for a lifetime. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, as disciples of Christ, we will be able to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians verse 5, verses 16 to 18a. Paul affirms that this is the will of God in Christ for you. Verse 18b. To be a faithful disciple of Christ, we need to respond to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. As we live by the Spirit, we will demonstrate in our lives the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5, verse 22. Filled with the Holy Spirit, we will be transformed into servants of God, instruments of God's peace and love in the world, and, like John the Baptist, fulfill the purpose for which we were born: a child of God and an inheritor of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Rejoice in the Lord. Give thanks to his holy name. We rejoice, O Lord, in your liberation. May your church proclaim your freedom and release. Set us free from all that holds us back from proclaiming your glory. Rejoice in the Lord. Give thanks to his holy name. We rejoice, O Lord, in your justice. Guide the nations in the ways that enable all people to sing for joy. Restore your balance in trade and cohesive living. Rejoice in the Lord. Give thanks to his holy name. We rejoice, O Lord, in your favor. Pour your grace on our communities, that they may abound in your love. Bless our homes and those closest to us with whom we delight in your praise. Rejoice in the Lord. Give thanks to his holy name. We rejoice, O Lord, without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances. May we hold fast through whatever trials may beset us. God of peace, sanctify and keep us in your faithfulness. Rejoice in the Lord. Give thanks to his holy name. We rejoice, O Lord, in your eternal mercy. Hold dear to yourself all who have passed from glory to glory. Count us acceptable in your sight at your coming again. Rejoice in the Lord. Give thanks to his holy name. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have our hymn, On Jordan's Bank, the Baptist Cry, CPWI 42. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, by whose providence our Savior Christ came among us in great humility, sanctify you with the light of his blessing and set you free from all sin. May he whose second coming in power and great glory we await make you steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and constant in love. May you who rejoice in the first advent of our Redeemer, at his second advent be rewarded with unending life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. And we pray that you will have a productive, Spirit-filled week and continue to be filled with the Spirit and allow the Spirit to direct your life. Our hymn, Songs of Fellowship, 154, Hark the Glad Song.
Thank you.